The international pressure on Israel is growing. There's widespread condemnation at the government's decision to expand Israeli settlements in the West Bank. 21 countries around the world, including France, the UK, Canada and Australia, signed a joint declaration saying it was unacceptable. The European Commission's foreign affairs chief also added her signature to the list.
This brings no benefits to the Israeli people. Instead, it risks undermining security and fuels further violence and instability, taking us further away from peace.
The plan seeks to build over 3,000 homes for Israeli settlers. All such settlements built in the West Bank, occupied since 1967, are considered illegal under international law, and this is no exception. Calls to scrap the plans were echoed by the UN Secretary General.
The decision by the Israeli authorities to expand illegal settlement construction, which would divide the West Bank, must be reversed. All settlement construction is a violation of international law.
The project, known as E1, would effectively block the establishment of a Palestinian state. It would cut the north of the West Bank off from the south, preventing the development in the centre connecting Ramallah, East Jerusalem and Bethlehem. This is the goal of the ultra-nationalist finance minister Bezalel Smotrich. He's the driving force of this project and is urging the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to formally annex the West Bank.